This is Judith Richards interviewing Nancy Spiro at 530 LaGuardia Place in New York City on February 6th, 2008, for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, Disc Number 1.
So Nancy, now we'll start. We can start slowly. And I want to ask you some really basic questions. And even though this is always, it's been published, there's been so much written about you, this recording for the archive wants to be completely complete. So I'm going to start.
You mean you want it separated from all that other stuff?
No. I just want to say I'm going to ask you something like, when and where were you born? Now, you know that's been published, but just to be complete in one place, this will be from everything about you from A to Z. So why don't you start out by
first of all, I'm going to put my pen away.
Okay.
Or I'll be banging it and making noise with a pen. I can, you know, I
sure.
Can bet I will mess around with it. Okay.
Okay, so if you would like to begin,
sure.
By where you were born and when.
Okay.
And a little about your.
Pardon?
Where you were born and when.
Okay, Cleveland, Ohio, USA, 1926.
And could you describe your family? Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had a younger sister, 2 years. And 2 months, I believe, we did this one, we figured it out once, August, September.
What's your exact birthday?
Huh?
What's your birthday?
My birthday?
Yes.
8/24/26.
Okay. So she's 2 years.
Years and 2 months.
And what's her young, name?
Carol, C-A-R-O-L.
And she was your only sibling?
Mm-hmm.
And when you were a child, what was your what did your parents do?
Oh,
and what was your home like?
My home was like, I think my mother became a housewife, because I think before they had children, my parents, which was quite early, that she worked in an office. And she had graduated, but before that she had graduated college. And he had, as a lawyer, he was a young lawyer, and she had this, but they had moved from, my parents had moved from Cleveland to Chicago 1 year after I was born, so I believe that Carol was born in Chicago.
What neighborhood in Chicago did you live?
With my parents? You know, I don't rightly.
Did you live in Chicago your entire childhood?
No, they moved. It was, my father wanted us to have the best education possible. And I didn't understand it because I had the, and maybe I misunderstood how one misunderstands one's parents, and the other way around too, that the parents don't understand their child. That I thought he didn't care much what we did because we were girls. That he, I have the sense that he would have been more than interested to know what a boy was doing, and for a boy to be doing something, to have a goal and, you know, a, let's say, something.
Profession,
yes. And choose something and to work. And that was kind of strange since, well, when they decided the Chicago schools, they didn't like them, and there were some incidents that both my sister and I remembered in our classes that were more than ludicrous, you know, that